I'm going to bring you a message today on the subject, the blessed man, the happy man, the favored man, the fortunate man. But let's just call the sermon the blessed man. Now, if you ask the average person about what constitutes blessings and happiness and contentment, what would they reply? Just ask the average person, what really constitutes happiness, blessedness, and contentment? And I believe that most of them would reply something like this. Well, to be blessed, to be happy, is to have a good job and earn a good salary, to be materially prosperous, financially secure. That, I believe, would be to be blessed and to be happy. That's what the average person would say. And that's what the average preacher is preaching today. Financial security and happiness and a good job and materially prosperous and so forth. Other people might say something like this. What is it to be blessed? What is it to be happy, to be fortunate? I believe some would say, well, I believe to be blessed would be to have good health. If a man has good health, he has everything. Or to have a nice family and plenty of friends. Yes, I would say to be healthy and happy and to have many friends, that is to be blessed and to be happy. And of course, someone else would say this. They'd say, well, I think to be blessed would be to be famous, to have beauty or strength and influence and all freedom from all care and worry. That to me, someone would say, is to be blessed or to be happy. But you know something? All of these things have in common a good job, financial security, materially prosperous, to be healthy and have a good family and nice home and to be famous and to be influential and to have beauty and strength. You know what all these things have in common? They're all temporary. They're all here today and they're gone tomorrow. None of them are lasting. For the fashion of this world, and all of these things have to do with this world, the fashion of this world fadeth away. And these things can only provide us with temporary joy or temporary happiness and temporary blessings. Real happiness and real blessings cannot be found in that which may be taken away at any time. That can't be real happiness if it may leave tomorrow. And the Scripture says that, boast not thyself of tomorrow. You don't know what a day will bring forth. So these things could not possibly constitute real blessings and real happiness. Must be in something else. Well, turn with me to the book of Psalms. David in the book of Psalms tells us who the man is, who the woman is, who is truly blessed, who is truly happy, who is truly favored of God. For that's what the word blessed means. Psalm 1 starts out this way, blessed is the man, blessed is the man. What does the word blessed mean? Well, it means to be favored of God. It means to be happy. It means to be forever blessed, not just temporarily, but to have an inheritance that's incorruptible and that's undefiled and that won't fade away, that's not here today and gone tomorrow. Something that's permanent, something that's real and lasting and permanent and given of God, something that will not pass away. That is to be truly blessed. Look at Psalm 1. Will you take your Bible and follow with me as I'm going to try to go through this entire psalm in this message today. And I'd like for you to listen carefully to it. David starts this way, blessed is the man. He says, blessed is the man. You know, he uses that phrase frequently in the book of Psalms. I looked up several places where David uses that same word, blessed. In Psalm 2, he said, blessed are the people who put their trust in the Lord. He says in Psalm 32, blessed is the man whose sins are forgiven, the man to whom God will not charge iniquity. In Psalm 65, he said, "Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee." And again he said, "Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord." In Psalm 84, he said, "Blessed are they who dwell in thy house, O Lord." In Psalm 85, he said, "Blessed, happy, fortunate is the man whose strength is in the Lord." In Psalm 112, he says this, "Blessed is the man who fears the Lord." And in Psalm 118, "Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord." You know, reading all those scriptures, it seems to me that our world is totally out of touch and out of tune with what God calls blessed. What God calls blessed and God calls happy is not what the average person calls happiness and blessings and contentment. None of these things which we talked about a while ago, health and strength and fame and material prosperity and financial security, none of these things are mentioned here in the scriptures when it talks about the man who's truly blessed and that which constitutes blessing. Read Matthew chapter 5, what we call the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn. They shall be happy. Fortunate are they who can mourn over sin, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek. They shall inherit the earth. Blessed are the peacemakers. They're called the children of God. Blessed are you when men shall persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice. Great is your reward in heaven. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst for righteousness. They shall be filled. Blessed. We must be out of tune and out of touch entirely with what God calls blessings and happiness. Look at verse 1 of this psalm. Psalm 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man. Now, the first thing I note here is David did not say, "Blessed is the king. Blessed is the scholar. Blessed is the rich man. Blessed is the strong man. Blessed is the famous man." He just said, "Blessed is the man." The man. Ordinary man. A man like you, man like me. This is that ordinary person who's subject to infirmities of the flesh. He's not without fault. He's not without trial. He's not without sorrow. He's not without trouble. He's just a man. Blessed is the man, ordinary man. Now listen to what he says about it. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. What is the counsel of the ungodly? Well, its counsel is wisdom, that which everyone thinks or agrees upon. The counsel of the ungodly is the wisdom of the ungodly, the philosophy of the ungodly, the wisdom of this world. And blessed is the man who is not taken in by and does not walk in the philosophy and wisdom of this world, which is contrary to the wisdom of God and contrary to the Word of God. In fact, our Lord, through the Apostle Paul, called the wisdom of this world, the counsel of the ungodly, foolishness. He said the wisdom of this world is foolishness, and happy is the man. This is what David is saying here. Blessed, fortunate, happy is the man who sees the folly of the world's so-called wisdom and the world's so-called philosophy and walks rather in the wisdom of God and in the Word of God. Happy is that man. Blessed is that man who does not walk in the counsel of this world, who is not taken in by the counsel and philosophy of this world, who does not compromise with the counsel and wisdom of this world, who does not feel obligated to be agreeable with that which he knows is wrong. All right, read on. Blessed is the man who does not stand in the way of sinners, or the way of unbelievers. Now, the unbeliever has a way. He has a way. He's called the way of the ungodly, the way of the unbeliever, the way of the sinner. The sinner has a way. What is it? It's the way of self. Everything revolves around himself. It's the way of pride. It's the way of greed. We know something about this in our nation today, and greed and covetousness. It's the way of materialism. It's the way in religion of form and ceremony. That's the way of the unbeliever. And this man does not walk in that way. He does not walk. There's a way that seems right to men. The Bible says that over and over again. There's a way that seems right to men. And that's the way of death. And blessed is the man who walks. And a man's walk is his tenor of life. It's the bent of his will. It's the general direction. Oh, I know people stumble and they fall and they take tangents and so forth. But the walk is the man's general direction. It's the bent of his will. It's the tenor of his life. And this blessed man is the man who does not walk in the way of pride and self and arrogance and materialism. He walks in the way of holiness, in the way of God, in the way of truth. And he rejects the popular way. The popular way. He does not bow to and conform to what people generally do and say. He loves the way of God, the way of the Word, the way of truth. He doesn't walk in that way of the world. And then notice the next thing he says, blessed. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor in the way of sinners. And blessed is the man who does not sit in the seat of the scornful. That's a happy man. You meet with the scornful every day. They're the so-called wise, the intellectuals. They're cynical people. They're critical. They're critical especially of spiritual matters. They make fun of the things of God and the things of the Word and the things of Christ. Cynical, critical. They're not teachable. They seem to know everything. They're seated. What does that mean, they're seated? They're hardened in their cynical ways, in their critical ways, in their so-called intellectual ways, and they cannot be taught, they cannot be instructed. They're not open to learn of the things of God. And blessed is the man, happy is the man who rejects that seat and can be taught in the things of God and has an open ear and an open heart to the Word of God. Blessed is that man. Now watch the next line. His delight, his joy is in the law of the Lord. Now that word law is the Word of the Lord. Blessed is that man whose delight is in the Word of God. The Word of God to him is the children's bread. The Word of God to him is the green pastures. That's what David talked about in Psalm 23. He leadeth us beside still waters. He makes us to lie down in green pastures. That's his word. What do the sheep feed on? The green pastures, the green grass. What do the people of God feed on? The Word of God. His word is the green pastures and the children's bread. His word is the foundation of faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. His word is our comfort and our assurance. Comfort one another with these words. His word is our strength in time of trial and difficulty. His word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path that we might not sin against him. His precious promises in Christ give us strength for the day and hope for tomorrow. Happy is the man who knows God, who loves his word, who delights in his word, who's been given an understanding of his word, and an understanding of the mysteries of his grace in Christ Jesus through that word. He delights in the law of the Lord, in the Word of God. And more than that, listen, and in that word doth he meditate day and night. You know, it's not just doctrine to him. Doctrine can be so rich and precious, and yet it can be so dry and dead letter. It's not just doctrine. It's not just creeds. It's the living word. I had someone say to me just recently, preacher, have you ever been to Jerusalem? I said, no, I haven't been to Jerusalem. Well, you ought to go to Jerusalem. And I said, well, why should I go to Jerusalem? And this person says, well, the Bible, if you can go to Jerusalem and walk where Jesus walked, the Bible will come alive for you. I said, the Bible is alive. The Bible's alive for me now. The Bible is the Word of God. It's the living Word of God. I don't have to go to a place for the Bible to come alive. The Bible comes alive in Christ. It's revealed to our hearts by the Holy Spirit. It is called the Word of Life. And if it's not to me now the Word of Life, then I don't have the life of Christ, because this is the Word of Christ. And you can't separate the living Word from the incarnate Word and the written Word. They're all one and the same. So this man delights in the Word of God and meditates in the Word of God, this blessed man, this happy man, day and night, not just on Sunday. The Word of God is not something for him to take off the shelf and dust off and take to church on Sunday and during special religious holidays or occasions, but that Word is in his memory and in his heart and in his soul and in his mind, and he thinks upon it and feeds upon it and dwells upon it, the Scripture says, day and night, day and night. It's God's Word. It's his precious promises. It's our comfort. It's our assurance. It convicts us. It reveals Christ. One of the hymn writers wrote this: his Word is everlasting truth. How pure it is on every page. His Word shall guide my every step. His Word will support me in old age. It's God's Word. So blessed is the man. Oh, happy, fortunate is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of unbelievers, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the Word of God, and in that Word doth he meditate day and night. That's a happy man. All right, read on. And that man, that blessed man, that happy, fortunate, favored of God, man shall be planted like a tree, like a tree. He's not a weak weed that has sprung up only to be cut down because it cumbereth the ground. He's not a wild shrub that will vanish in a cold wind. It says here he's a tree, a solid tree, an oak tree planted. Someone planted this tree. Someone on purpose, deliberately, for a cause, planted this tree. This man. And you know who did it? The Lord did it. He's the planting of the Lord. What did our Lord Jesus say in Matthew 15? He said, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. So this happy man here is not a weed that sprang up. He's not a tumbleweed that's blown by the wind here and there. He's not a wild bush or shrub that happens to grow in a place. This man is a permanent, strong tree that's been planted by God to endure through the ages. It's a plant in God's garden. That's what it says. Happy is the man who's like a tree planted. And then where did he plant that tree? I was out in Texas one time years ago in a meeting near Waco, Texas, up in Comanche and northwest Texas, and it had a drought for months and months. It hadn't rained for months. The dust seemed like it was 2 or 3 inches deep. Nothing green, no pastures, no flowers, no grass in the yards, nothing green. I was riding down a country road one day, and I saw a whole line of green trees, bright green flourishing trees. And I said, look over there. Why are those trees so green? The man said, that's a river over there. Those trees are planted by the river, and they're always green. And that's what it says here. This blessed man, this is to be blessed. This blessed man is planted by God by the rivers of living water. You see, a tree's got to have water. And a believer's got to have water. And that living water is Christ. He said, I'm the bread of life. I'm the water of life. He said to the woman at the well, if you knew who it was speaking to you, you'd ask of me, and I'd give you living water, and you'll never thirst again. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come to the water. Christ is the water. And that man planted by God has his roots deep in Christ Jesus, who is the water of life. Now watch this. Happy is the man. Blessed. This man's blessed. He bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His fruit. Now that can mean two things, and does, I believe. His fruit, that is the fruit of the Spirit, and his fruit. He bringeth forth his fruit. And I go to Galatians 5:22 to talk about that fruit. God's trees are never without fruit. Some bring forth 40-fold, some 60-fold, some 100-fold, but they're never without fruit. When our Lord found the fig tree without fruit, he said, cut it down. It cumbereth the ground. You remember? Well, it's his fruit. He bringeth forth his fruit in his season. What is this fruit? Well, he brings forth love when love is needed. God is love, and those who know God love. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And that's the fruit of this tree. This happy, blessed man is a man who loves. He loves God. He loves people. He loves others. Joy. That fruit is joy. He brings forth joy in a time of sorrow. He rejoices in the Lord, and he causes others to rejoice. Peace. This man's fruit is peace when trouble's brewing. He's a peacemaker. He's a patient man, patient in time of trial. He's a gentle man, gentle when cruelty abounds. He's a man of faith, faith for every doubt. He's a man of meekness, even in success, even in great accomplishments. He knows who made him what he is and gave him what he has and taught him what he knows. He's a meek man, humble, and he's temperate in all things. Blessed is the man who is a tree planted by the rivers of living water. And he shall bring forth his fruit in his season. And watch this. And his leaf shall never wither. God's trees always are planted by the river of water in Christ. God's trees always bring forth fruit. And God's trees never die. They're evergreen. They'll never die. You see, the source of water and life is Christ within. And no outward circumstances can affect this tree. No outward, the life is from within. And the tree cannot be affected by storms or cold or hot or whatever. The storms of and trials of life will not cause that tree to fall or to lose its fruit. The cold wind of winter, age and death has no effect on that tree. The hot summer and days and times of famine will not affect that root. It'll stand. His leaf shall never wither. My sheep hear my voice. I give them eternal life. They'll never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Outward circumstances will not destroy that tree because its life is within. Its life is from Christ. And these outward things cannot affect it. Now watch the next line. And whatever he does, whatsoever he does, shall prosper. The blessed man knows that whatever he does will work together for his good. We know that all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. From the time of his birth, from the time of his planting, to the day of his death, everything that occurs in his life, this blessed man, is designed and purposed by the will of God, his Father, and is for his eternal good. And he'll never, never fail. In every condition, in sickness or health, in poverty's veil or abounding in wealth, at home or abroad, on the land or the sea, as thy days shall demand, shalt thy strength ever be. And when through the deep waters I call thee to go, the rivers of grief shall not thee overflow. For I will be with thee, even thy troubles to bless, and I'll sanctify to thee thy deepest distress. And that soul that on Jesus hath leaned for repose, I will not desert to its foes. That soul, though all hail, should endeavor to shake. I'll never, 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 never forsake. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Doesn't mean you'll prosper materially. Doesn't mean you'll prosper physically. Doesn't mean you'll prosper in the things of this world, because they're going to be fading away soon. But he'll prosper in eternal grace, eternal good, eternal glory. He'll prosper whatever he does. Blessed is the man. Who is the happy man? Who is the blessed man? Who is the favorite of God? Who is the man who has joy and happiness? He's the man who delights in the Word of God. He's the man planted like a tree by the river of living water that brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever it doeth shall prosper. Now, in closing, there are three more verses in this psalm. And these verses don't talk about the blessed man. They talk about the man who's not favored of God, the ungodly, the unbelieving. And it says the unbeliever, the ungodly, are not so. They're not like a tree planted. They're not evergreen. What they do does not prosper. They're like trees, not trees planted by God. They're like the chaff which the wind driveth away. If a strong wind comes and blows through your yard, and it blows the leaves and the twigs and all these things, no root, no foundation, no water of life, like dead leaves with no substance, and they have no hope, they have no strength, and they just blow around. And they shall not stand in the judgment, not be able to stand. The ungodly shall not stand in the congregation of the righteous, for the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. That's the way of Christ, but the way of ungodly will perish. Who's the blessed man? Blessed is the man who knows the Lord. Now, if you want this tape, this message, the blessed man, the happy man, you write for it. Send $2. We'll mail it to you. And there'll be another message on the other side that I'll preach next Lord's Day. So until then, may God bless you, everyone.